welcome to Mousecat. I'm Lisa, and joining me have the men, Sharpie and Steve.
Hey.
Howdy.
Howdy, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I say howdy, Lisa, this time, since it's just you and Steve?
I know, it's just
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's the original crew.
Yeah. Oh, howdy, wow, yeah. Lisa. We are quite original now.
Yes.
Back to the OG crew for us.
That's right.
Well, sort of OG.
Even though yeah. that's, you know, cringe, but, you know.
We're back. Let's see. Kate Land.
Wow.
Everyone's sick. And then Brenda has other stuff, so we're going to move around our schedule so we can get Brenda back on, I think. And then
hopefully
Caitlin feels better. And then everybody's traveling, so we got a lot going on. She's got some trips. Caitlin has some trips to Disney World coming up, so those will be fun.
I just saw her and her husband put Ruthie's toes in the ocean. It must have been the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
Super cute.
There you go.
So let's get to it. Let's talk about our favorite dining options in the Magic Kingdom. We did say Magic Kingdom, right?
The Magic Kingdom.
Okay, not just Disney World. So
yeah, Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom favorite places for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I figured if it's your first time to Magic Kingdom, you want to know some places maybe to eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or skip, or some insider tips, or if you've been a lot, maybe there's some new ideas.
So are we talking just Magic Kingdom, or are we talking Magic Kingdom adjacent?
You could do that too, because that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, you guys are cheating.
No, I think you could do that, because that was one of my ideas.
All right, I'm sticking to the park.
There's a couple ways to do it, which I think are good ways to do it. So that was my thought process. So what do you think?
It's fine. You guys do what you need to do.
Okay. What are we doing?
Okay. So breakfast. Let's start with Sharpie, then go to Steve, and then I'll follow up.
Okay.
Let's see if we come up with the same places.
We might be.
All right, Sharpie, breakfast, Magic Kingdom.
Breakfast at Magic Kingdom. Okay, so my favorite breakfast around the Magic Kingdom area is definitely Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh, that's perfect.
I think the food is phenomenal. You can't beat the environment, the atmosphere. It's just it's very relaxed. It's laid back. It's bright. It's airy. It's open. That's one thing I don't like about the former Wave. Now what? Steakhouse 71, right?
Oh yeah.
Is it's dark. It's there's no windows. There are no windows. There are no windows and no doors.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark, but the Grand Floridian Cafe is bright. It's airy. It's beautiful. The menu is fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the best breakfasts I've ever had at Disney was there, and it was the seasonal maple and orange pancakes.
Yeah. And they had
there was something else too. It was maybe like pecan, maybe like orange pecan maple. I can't remember exactly, but I don't know. But oh my gosh, if I'm remembering it all these years later,
I know
to be good.
That restaurant always has good service, great location, and it wasn't extremely expensive. I felt like it was a reasonably priced breakfast, which is rare. So yeah, I agree with you on that. I have three different ideas for breakfast, because breakfast, I think, is the key.
Well, I'm going to comment real quick. So Sharpie, I never thought about that, how dark it is at Steakhouse versus how lively and open and bright, like you were saying, over at...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very Floridian.
It is.
Yeah. You got the big windows. You're right there by
you've got the
lawn.
Landscape.
Yeah. It's like beautiful.
Flowers and the fountain outside.
It just kind of picks you up.
It's just it's a great morning person breakfast.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not a morning person, maybe Steakhouse 71 is your jam.
There you go.
You know, it's a little more dark, a little more subdued, a little bit more of a chill vibe versus the bright, airy sunshine, bird singing, mm-hmm. Mary Poppins style breakfast. But, you know,
yeah.
And I'm going to contrast that even with the dark, warm, sophisticated, bright Ale and Compass. So like it has the windows and has the yep. views, but it has that darker, warmer kind of, I'm just going to say like a more masculine kind of decor feel.
Yeah.
So like just comparing like the environment is a big thing for me. I love the breakfast menu over at Whispering Canyon, but it's not, and it's of course lively and bubbly and hoorah, but it's not like, it's not warm and inviting
yeah.
and calm. It's more of a, like with kids, definitely do Whispering Canyon for breakfast. Fantastic menu. We did that, what, summer yeah. before last?
Yep.
We had a great time.
Yes.
With Amber and Brooke.
Yeah. Whispering Canyon Cafe over at the Wilderness Lodge, which is fairly close to Magic Kingdom. And then Ale and Compass is over at the Yacht Club, if you don't know where that is. So that's over by kind of behind Epcot. Everyone loves that restaurant too.
This is kind of my jam because I am very much a breakfast on vacation person.
Mm-hmm.
Like my absolute guilty indulgence, I'm just going to, instead of a guilty pleasure, I'm going to call it a guilty indulgence, is a slow, laid back resort style breakfast.
Yeah.
Just yep. enjoy your coffee, especially if they have like a French press coffee, or you can get like custom oh, yeah. coffee drinks. It's all about like, that's to me, that's vacation because you don't get to do that
yeah.
on a normal basis at home.
It's true. Kona Cafe so, over at Polynesian.
Oh my gosh.
Get perfect. that Tonga perfect toast. Kona
Cafe.
Yeah.
The Tonga toast.
That's true. Yeah, so that's I think we're on the same page, because I was thinking one way is obviously stay at a Disney resort and enjoy breakfast at the resort. So if you have kids and you want to knock out a character breakfast and get the characters out of the way, you can have breakfast and characters at the same time.
When he says knock out a character.
Well, because I feel like when you go to Magic Kingdom, time is money. And if you're waiting in lines, you can knock out 3, 4, 5 characters or whatever it is at a character breakfast and eat and then go. Or you can go to a really nice, if you don't want characters, you got some really nice restaurants like Grand Floridian Cafe, the ones at Polynesian, Wilderness Lodge, all the ones we were talking about, either by bus, boat, or monorail, or walk. Or
if you're not going into a park on your last day
mm-hmm.
and you want to get that character time in, perfect yeah. opportunity, character breakfast.
Yeah, just take your time.
Yep.
You get your photos, you get your food. Get to meet the characters, start your morning, get the kids up early, get yourself up early. So I like doing that route. The other route is if you want to get to the park early, at least they used to do this. Sharpie probably knows. You used to be able to go to like the Crystal Palace and get an early reservation. And then you would walk there and you get these great photos on Main Street because the crowds hadn't been let in yet. And then you go eat there and you have character breakfast and you knock that out. And then you start your day. Now that's a little more expensive, but at least I get you in the park. And the third way I like to do it, if I don't want to do any of that, is I'm like, all right, I'm going to spend my day at Magic Kingdom and I want to ride rides and I just want to barely survive on food. So I usually start my day by going to the Starbucks and getting a coffee and some type of Danish of some kind. And it's like familiar, but not familiar, because it's basically the same Starbucks as everywhere else. Basically almost the same price as everywhere else. So that's good. But then it's in the Magic Kingdom, so it's a little special. And then you start your day and the line looks like it's going to be horrendous, but they knock it out really fast. And then I can go do stuff. So I kind of get just what I need to get going. And then I'm off to whatever I want to go ride. So those are my Sharpie and our breakfast ideas. What's yours, Lisa?
So mine, I did keep all mine to the Magic Kingdom. And so I'm going to Cinderella's Royal Table.
For breakfast?
Ooh, for breakfast.
That's a good choice.
You're expensive.
It is expensive and it's hard to get. It's a hard to get
reservation. But it's cheaper than dinner.
It is.
Oh, this is true. This is true.
So you have to kind of choose your battles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going with Cinderella's Royal Table, which is in the Magic Kingdom in the center of the park. And it is literally in Cinderella's castle. It is upstairs, so you have to go upstairs. It is going to have a traditional breakfast. You will have your scrambled eggs, your bacon, sausage, breakfast potatoes. You can also get some assorted pastries. Those are usually pretty good. You can get your croissants. But you can also get specialty entrees. So you could get like a steak, like a beef tenderloin. It is not a steak. It is a beef tenderloin with eggs, and grits and potatoes and things like that. So you can kind of upscale it, I guess. They have some kid friendly choices as well. French toast sticks, scrambled eggs, and then your juices. Plus you've got the whole Cinderella castle thing going on.
And you've got a great view of Fantasyland.
Yeah. I think that's
through beautiful cool. Leaded glass windows.
Yep. Awesome glass windows. The stained glass. And then I did have a backup plan. And I think this one is probably more of my go-to, and Cinderella's Royal Table is more of my once every 5 years. And that is Sleepy Hollow. This is in Liberty Square. And it offers, you guys know where I'm going with this.
Oh, I know. I'd love that too.
Yes. The fresh fruit waffle sandwich and chocolate hazelnut spread.
So good.
Sleepy Hollow.
That's a good one. So, I mean, it says it all. The title of the waffle of the item is says it all. But good stuff. Very good stuff. Yeah, and it's affordable. It's something that you can, you know, everyone can grab a waffle. You can get it like a Nutella only, or you can get a strawberry waffle. So you get these quick waffles and guzzle them down, and then you go hit the park. And then you go back in the afternoon for funnel cake. I'm just saying. All right, let's talk about lunch. Sharpie, what you gonna have for lunch?
Oh, that's such a good question. What is for lunch? Because you're already in the park.
Yep.
So, and my answer would be different if we were specifically talking about summer, because I would be eating a late lunch, leaving the park, going to the monorail loop to cool off for a bit. That's strategy I would take if it were summer. But staying in the park, a longtime favorite of mine is Columbia Harbor House.
That is always good.
I rarely eat a fried fish, but there's just something about eating at Columbia Harbor House. I don't know. It's good.
There's a lot. Yeah, there is. Now that I've been like looking at all the different places, I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. That's good. So I'm over at, so the Plaza, which is on Main Street, it's off to the right at the very end. So I feel like nobody knows about it. It's small. So you definitely have to get reservations. And it's
Plaza is a great lunch choice.
Yeah. So they've got meatloaf. Now, everything's gone up in price. So I feel like the prices are not what I remember, but they're still okay. So meatloaf is $25. Pork roast stack, which is pulled pork. I guess it's like a pulled pork sandwich, it looks like. Onion rings, mashed potatoes, caramelized onions. $24. Crab cake sandwich, $26. Your bacon cheeseburger, $25. Everything's about $25. Impossible chili burger, chef salads, $20. So, you know, Waldorf salad, $20. So it's not bad. Table service, kind of that old timey feel. Good service, fairly quick. A nice little spot.
Follow it up with a nice sundae.
Yeah, it's right next door. I feel like
you can order there.
I feel like the other place that I need to try again, I just don't know what I need to figure out what I like there. And that's over the Skipper Canteen. Like, I ate there when it first opened and I was excited, but then I just haven't figured out. I don't think I found like a dish where I was like, oh, this is what I need to, or I don't remember why I didn't feel like it was phenomenal, but I feel like I should try it again. I always forget about it.
Yeah. It's not typical food.
Yeah. It says it's African. When I'm actually looking it up on here.
You've got African, but you also have some Asian and some South American as well. You've got Thai noodles. You've got curried vegetable roux stew.
They got a grilled steak, which is their signature, $38. A hanger steak.
We just paid $38 for a very mediocre steak on Easter.
Oh, I like the title of this one. Oh, yeah. Tastes like chicken because it is. I mean,
that is very Skipper Canteen.
I love the title. All right, that's $28. I mean, come on, that's pretty funny. They got grilled curried vegetable crew stew, $23. Hearty har har suey pork. Pork tenderloins served with horse pickled. Oh, house pickled.
My favorite is the Falls pickled. Family falafel.
Where is that? Is that a dessert?
On the appetizer menu.
Nice. They have a noodle bowl, $32. I mean, they got lamb chops.
The ba lamb chops.
Yeah, so it looks good. I don't know. But, it, you know, it's a theme park, so you're not feeling like you're going to go to a theme park and eat $38 lamb chops for lunch. So maybe that's why I don't go. Sustainable fish, $32. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's nice that they have different things than your typical restaurant. What's a Congolouche dessert? African-inspired chocolate cake, caramelized bananas, cashew caramel ice cream, topped with coffee dust, $9.50.
When you haven't cleaned your coffee maker in a while.
That's true. Congolouche. So, yeah.
And remember, you can also order alcohol at Skipper Canteen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, this is definitely an advantage there too. So, Lisa, what's your go-to?
All right. So, for lunch, I think I eat lunch the most over at Cosmic Rays.
Yeah,
just to get
a
burger and fries, just get it done.
Yeah, we find ourselves there a lot because it's like you don't want to, because you're just trying to hit attractions and rides and
do a sit down.
Yeah, so it's like chicken sandwich or burger or whatever. You can mobile order.
It's
super quick. Yeah. And it's not
on the run.
Yeah. It's not
gourmet.
It's not great, but it's like a decent burger.
Yeah.
Or decent chicken sandwich.
Eat the whole thing. So yeah. It can't be too bad.
Yeah. It's good.
So that is my normal go-to, but for this, I'm going to say the Plaza.
Oh, you like the Plaza too?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
I like it. It's very cramped in there, but it's good.
Yeah, it is small.
And I think I'm going to go with the Plaza Club. And it's very basic,
yeah, the club
but
sandwich.
It's a good sandwich. Just your typical ham, turkey, bacon. Good old sandwich. And sometimes that's nice. You don't have to like be heavy with everything all the time. So brownie sundae, that's a good option for dessert. Oh, and they have the loaded fries as you can get it as an appetizer or a meal for that matter. And those are pretty good. But that's short and sweet. I'm going to do a Plaza Club at the Plaza restaurant right on Main Street.
Okay.
Very, very reliable.
Yeah. I remember they had a strawberry salad and I don't know if that's still on the menu. With pecans. It was a really good salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they, do you know if they still have that?
I didn't see it on the menu.
Yeah, that's
but I was looking at the lunch menu.
It could be seasonal.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, Sharpie, we're going to head to dinner.
So another caveat, if I didn't leave the parks for lunch,
yep.
I'm definitely leaving the parks for an early dinner. So maybe lunch was just snacks.
Yep.
But,
I can see that.
We do that frequently you know, do a decent, like a moderate breakfast, a snack in the afternoon, yeah. and then a heavy dinner.
It's like a dinner lunch combo. Yeah, it's very rare that I eat like three full meals when I'm there. It's just too much time.
Especially seasonally, it's especially in the summer, it's just too hot.
Yeah.
So it really all depends on whether you want to go for like kind of an upscale dinner or whether you just want something fun.
Yep.
If you want something fun, again, Whispering Canyon right across the lake. Tons of fun for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Great menu, something for everyone. If you're looking for something that's more kind of just laid back and more on the casual side, I mean, Steakhouse 71 is great. Really good food.
Yep.
Great dinner menu. Good service. But you always have Tony Cafe. So in the park, a great choice if you're doing just a quick service dinner is Pecos Bill's.
Yeah, that's
true. Got a few different options. Good food if you're just looking for kind of an in and out, not looking for a dinner event.
Yeah.
Then why not? Why not do
We used to go. Lisa loves Pecos Bill's. I have a feeling it'll be taken over by Tiana with the beignets and New Orleans style fare. I would say
that's probably coming.
Which will be nice, which I will enjoy.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
As long as they have beignets.
Of course they'll have beignets.
There will be no argument from me.
Well, and they're going to have beignets. They're going to have gumbo.
And the Monte Cristo sandwich.
Oh, if they brought that.
Can you imagine?
You turned me on to that.
That was the best sandwich I think I've ever had.
That's the worst thing you could put in your body.
I can't remember how good that sandwich was.
It's a donut with ham.
It's so good. They have a Monte Cristo sandwich at Disneyland. They serve it in two restaurants. They serve it at the one that's off the side of Pirates of the Caribbean, where you actually can see Pirates of Caribbean.
And that
which
one
is what the Blue Bayou, yes. Right? Which is a really cool restaurant to eat at. And they have a money. Well, last time I was there was a long time ago. I think it wasn't on the menu anymore, but they still gave it to me.
Yeah, you can still ask for it.
So who knows anymore. But and then they had it across the way at whatever that other table service is where you can get beignets. But basically some beignets or some truffle fries and a Monte Cristo sandwich. Oh, it's so good. So if they bring that to Disney World, that's going to be a game changer. And we're going to be, every time I go, we're going to
get. That would be a game changer.
We're going to have to get that sandwich.
That would be every single trip.
Guaranteed. Yeah, that's a great sandwich. For dinner, sometimes I do this for dinner. Sometimes we do this for lunch. It depends on if you really want to spend some money, some time, and get a lot of food. So we'll do Liberty Tree Tavern. We usually do it as a group because we have a bunch of people. It's for dinner, it's $42 for an adult, $23 for a child. It's basically like family style. So you get like a platter, Liberty Tree Tavern. You get a platter of food like turkey and pot roast and pork and mashed potatoes and vegetables and stuffing and mac and cheese. And then you get salad, homemade gravy.
Oh, the salad's good.
Yeah. So it's nice. And they, you know, it's fairly quick and everybody can eat whatever they want, they'll bring out more. So definitely you get your money's worth there. And then they have a really good toffee cake, kind of an ooey gooey toffee cake for dessert. So I like that. I mean, we used to go to Be Our Guest, but you know, it's changed over the years. So I feel like it's not a good value like it used to be or even a lot of good options.
Except for the gray stuff.
Gaston's Tavern, I totally even forgot about.
Yeah.
It's more like an attempt at butter beer and some snacks that I don't think are phenomenal. But there's a couple of things like that. But yeah, so for dinner, we usually do like Liberty Tree Tavern. Or like Sharpie said, get out of there.
A fantastic choice.
Yeah, or just get out of Disney or get out of the park. And so many good options at all the other resorts. So,
yeah.
Or you can go have strawberry shortcake.
Where do you get strawberry shortcake at?
Oop-de-doo review.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Oh, yeah, we did that last time.
That was I actually thought it was a good show and value last time.
That's a great dinner option if you're in the Magic Kingdom area and want something a little different.
Especially if you're hungry.
If you do a morning flight in, need some evening entertainment.
Yeah.
Perfect option.
I like it. All right. So I feel like I'm copying Steve. Maybe
Liberty Tree.
Yeah. I'm going Liberty Tree because I did keep everything in the park. And the thing that draws me in at this one is the pot roast. I love pot roast with some good gravy anywhere. And they've got a lot of places at Disney, you know, not just the Magic Kingdom, but across Disney property that serves a really nice pot roast.
Yeah.
And they give it different names. Not spare ribs, but the...
Oh, yeah.
Short ribs.
Short ribs, yeah.
I always get fooled when they call it short ribs.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, these ribs are probably really good. They're just a little shorter than normal. And then I order them, and I'm like, these aren't ribs at all.
No.
And Lisa's like, no, that's the pot roast thing. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I love pot roast. It's just so yummy.
The short rib at Kona is phenomenal.
I have not had that.
Oh, it is so good.
It's like
a coffee rubbed short rib.
Oh,
you don't taste the coffee.
Oh, I love taste. I like the coffee taste.
Like you do if you're a coffee fan, the taste is definitely there. Mm-hmm. But if you're not a coffee fan, you're okay. Like, ooh, this tastes like coffee.
So I gotcha. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right, Sharpie, you want to go with me next time?
Kona.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll get some
short ribs.
Kona Cafe short ribs. That's my favorite. Favorite meal on the monorail loop are the short ribs at Kona.
I have not had them. Sharpie, you've been hiding this from me.
Good.
Years and years.
Well, there's so many places to eat. That's the problem with all the resorts, all the parks.
Okay.
Yeah, so we did find some good things at Magic Kingdom. I was worried because it's usually a tough park to figure out what you want for any of those breakfast, lunch, or dinner options.
I realize that I haven't been to Tony's.
Yeah.
Tony's Town Square restaurant.
There's a lot of them that...
I haven't been there in
a
decade. It has to be.
Truth be told, I have never been to Tony's.
I think I've been there maybe one time.
I think I was there when I worked there.
Maybe? The problem is some of these restaurants have a bad reputation from a long time ago, and then you just...
And Tony's is one of them.
Yeah.
The food is just.
Yeah. So then if they've changed it or not, you just don't want to risk it because there's so many other options.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to spend a ton of money on pasta and spaghetti and tomato sauce. Which, by the way,
recently ate at Maria and Enzo's. Great food. Disney Springs. Totally different show.
Nice.
Great food.
What was the place? Didn't you just give a bad review for something at Disney Springs? Service or wait time or something? I thought it was that.
Oh, not that I know.
Me?
I don't remember doing it. No, I haven't been to Disney Springs in a long time ago. I don't think Sharpie did.
I mean, I haven't been to Walt Disney World. I was there last February and then just there for a couple of days last week, week before last. There you go.
How were the crowds?
Time flies when you're having fun. Great.
I mean, that's good.
They really weren't bad at all. It was.
I've seen videos where it looks like it's crowded, and I see videos that people show in where there's nobody there at almost the exact same time, and I'm like, well, what's?
It really varies from day to day and time of day.
Yeah, and where you're at. Okay. Because I've seen some spring break videos where you're like, oh my gosh, everybody's finally going. And then I've seen some where it's like, just walk on. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this week is a little different because it's actually Easter week.
Oh, yeah.
But, last week before last... So really 2 weeks before Easter, it wasn't bad at all.
That's nice.
So
All right. And then I don't know, snack. Oh, it's okay. It's hard. So if you either have a snack or a good value or a must skip or whatever, for me, the Dole Whip is iconic and really good. And then there's so many versions of it that you can get with a swirl or with orange juice or, let's see.
Pineapple juice.
Thank you. What's the orange? What's the other one? The orange one.
Swirl.
Oh, the orange swirl is good too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to default to my favorites, which would be churro.
You love the churro.
I love the popcorn and I do love a funnel cake. Oh, my latest favorite. Honestly, if I had to go into the park and get one and only one snack, it's going to be a Mickey pretzel with cheese.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my latest.
Sharpie, for dinner, I did have a Disney hot dog.
There's just some. From your never ending.
I probably have 50 more left. Yeah. I think I've eaten like 50 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many. There's probably 100 in there. And so job. I figured out this is what you do. You take the 100 hot dogs. And you hold like two of them under the hot water of the block. You hold the whole block, frozen block, under the hot water until you can get two of them to separate. And then you put them in the air fryer for like, I don't know, 10 minutes or less. And then you're done. You take them out of the air fryer and you put them on a bun. Good to go. Disney hot dog. The Disney meatballs were good. The Disney chicken tenders are just so bland. But I guess that's if kids love that kind of stuff. So maybe that's why. You got to spice them up somehow. They're just like giant masses of nothingness.
See, it would be different if it was the footlong dogs from.
Oh, see, yeah, those are good. No, these are like the standard size hot dogs. And then I cracked open my whole dollar of a Heinz ketchup today too, from Disney.
That's right.
Yes. My whole giant jug of ketchup for a dollar. Sharpie, it was like I'm eating like a college program kid all over again. So
and let me guess, did you also get ramen?
Oh, we should have. Sharpie, you should, if you ever go, next time you go, have someone get you in the Cass Connection. It's over by the nursery on Bear Lake. It's like across the street. And they've got a permanent building now and a nice parking lot. And you get into property control, which is the first section, which usually has like nothing. Unfortunately, there's like a couple chairs and a couple whatever. There's like nothing in there, which is sad because that's where the cool stuff would be. And then it's a whole section of like Christmas and marathon and Halloween and jackets and, you know, there's zillions of things, ears,
all sorts of random.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. But the best part is they have a whole like grocery section, which they never used to have. And you get, there's like freezers. There's a whole wall of freezers and they've got everything in there. And it's like mass. It's like from the supplier. Like this is like the hot dogs come like 50 or 100. I don't know. They come in these giant things. And then the chicken tenders, you get like a massive bag. I mean, they're bigger than Costco bags. So that's like the size of these. And then you just get, and they're just huge. So you can just stock up on whatever. And then they have, you know, but they don't have a lot of selection, but they have like a couple fruits and vegetables and a couple pastas. And what else do they have there, Lisa? I don't even remember. Lots of, then a couple things. Ketchup. Bread.
They have.
It's your basic staple. Oh my God. We got, how many slices of cheese are in that cheese thing? They're 50. Huge. Yeah, you get like 50 slices of cheese.
Picture a package of cheese that's over a foot long.
Yeah, they're huge and they're unbelievably affordable.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Pasta. Oh, they had olive oil by the gallon.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got two of those.
So it's just interesting what's in there. And then I got an orange board. Orange bird coffee mug for like $5. That was my deal. I don't know where that mug is. I think Amber stole it from me.
She may have.
It's a cool mug.
I thought you bought it for me.
Well, nobody wanted it. They had a bunch. I was like, does anybody want this mug? No. I'm like,
I love Orange Bird.
So I bought one. I was like, I'll buy one. I think it's the only thing I bought besides the hot dogs and stuff. in the way of merchandise. So yeah. All right. So that's it. Breakfast at the Magic Kingdom.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Do you have a snack you like, Sharpie?
Of course. I mean, you can't go wrong with a Dole Whip. You just can't. If you're looking for a little bit more of a substantial snack, the waffle, the Nutella waffle with strawberries. I mean,
oh yeah, that's what Lisa, that is really good. It's amazing.
If you're looking, like I said, if you're looking for a little bit of a heavier snack, but yeah, I mean, just.
Yeah, that's a, that's, and it's, and I feel like it's healthy because it's got fruit on there. And you got a mobile Nutella, order.
I mean, really.
And the Nutella is like that's a like, nut. So it's like a creamified nut. Right? It's like a hazelnut.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
Something like that.
So, all right. Is that it, Lisa? Are we working up, wrapping up breakfast?
I'm curious. Speaking of Sleepy Hollow, has anyone had the corn dog over there? I'm wondering if it's anything like Anaheim.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like there's nothing like Anaheim's corn dogs.
Well, you are biased.
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
They are phenomenal.
The Anaheim corn dog. I like when they keep a few things different at each park.
Except for the Monte Cristo.
The Monte Cristo can come over.
I agree.
It was the
best. It needs to have a permanent home.
That is so good. That sandwich is so good. I don't feel like I feel like that about very many things.
No.
I mean, Dole Whip is pretty good. That Monte Cristo sandwich was like heaven. I've only had
it's
it.
A donut.
I've had it two or three times.
You're funny.
And it was amazing. I've never even had a Monte Cristo sandwich that was good.
I think you.
Oh.
Well,
Cheddar's.
Okay. Cheddar's. We don't have a Cheddar's. Is that, or maybe there's, I think there's some in Georgia. I don't even know what it is. I've never heard of one or seen one, but I think it's a, like a chain, right? That.
It is.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen one. They have a good Monte Cristo.
McDonough.
All right, I got to find one.
Oh, that's way south.
I know there's a, I've heard, someone else told me, maybe it was you, or someone told me about them, and then we looked them up. And
oh, that's like, on the way to Orlando, though.
Well, there you go.
So that's south of the airport.
There's one in Orlando.
Okay, we'll have to go to a Cheddar's.
Okay.
Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen is what they, what they go by.
Scratch. Okay.
Right.
There's also one in West Side, like Northeast Atlanta. Like that's kind of like
okay.
Northeast. Past Buford.
Okay.
Oh, I know some. I know a Pixie in Buford.
Go to Cheddar's.
We can have a date with Debbie. Go to Cheddar's. All
the
right.
The other Cheddar's is down near Flippin, Georgia.
Hmm. Okay.
Off of 75 on Jonesboro Road.
Okay. No, that's kind of far. So we're going to go ahead, find our way to a Cheddar's eventually. But in the meantime, we're going to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.